Good morning. This is Evangelist June McKinnon. Happy New Year. It is an honor to share God's word with you this morning. Let us pray. Oh, wonderful and gracious Father, we thank you for your loving kindness, for your tender mercies. Father God, we ask that you open up our hearts and minds. Father God, that we would receive the word that you have for us. Oh Lord God, we thank you for what you have done, all that you are yet doing in our lives. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory this day. Thank God. Amen. It is a new year, and yes, many of us made a decision to make changes in our lives. We call this our New Year resolution. This is a list of changes most likely would include changing our eating habits. Therefore, we might decide on a particular diet. Some of us might take on a weight loss challenge. So we may join a gym or work out with our family and friends. This is all to address our physical health. And that is all good. It is all good to make changes so that we will be physically healthy. As a matter of fact, the Apostle John encouraged his Christian brother, saying to him in the third epistle of John, verse 2, he said, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." For our souls to prosper, we must then address our spiritual health. Many of us take part in a specific prayer time or a special time that we set aside during the first month of the year, of the new year, to fast and pray. It may be under the direction of our pastor or a prayer group, or it may be a challenge that we take on ourselves, that we see our need for spiritual health, and we, with the intention of becoming spiritually healthy for 2018, we decide to fast and pray. Let's talk about spiritual health. We know that physical health means physical wellness. Therefore, since the body, mind, and spirit are connected, spiritual health means spiritual wellness. And one of the favorite ways of addressing and developing a spiritual healthy lifestyle is getting into a fast. And one of the favorite fasts during the month of January, the first month of the year, is the Daniel fast. This fast, or I would call an eating plan, is based on the event that occurred during the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. Many of us are familiar with the story told in Daniel chapter 1. After Nebuchadnezzar destroyed Jerusalem, he ordered his steward to bring some children of Israel to Babylon in order to serve in the king's palace. And this request was made to bring the children of Israel, but special, not just any children of Israel. That's not any one of these young people, but special young people. Daniel 12, in chapter 1, verse 12, describes the young people that the king requested to be brought into Babylon. He said, bring some of the king's descendants, talking about the Israel kings. Bring some of their descendants and some of the nobles, young men in whom there was no blemish, but good looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge and quick to understand, who had ability to serve in the king's palace, and who they might teach the language and literature of the Chaldeans. This was a request for Israel's finest and wisest young men. This were the Bill Gates of the Babylonian reign. The wisest, the finest. These were the young Israelites that they brought in to the king's palace. And to prepare them for service in the king's palace, it was demanded of them, of these young men, to eat the daily meals of the king's palace, which consisted of delicacies and wine. Yes, not a very healthy diet. But Daniel and these three other Hebrew boys purposed not to eat the king's meal. The scripture says Daniel purposed in his heart not to defy himself with the king's meal. But instead, what Daniel did was request a different meal, a meal consisting of vegetables and water. And there was a great reluctancy with the steward who was over this process of preparing them for service in the king's palace. So Daniel put himself in a position to offer a 10-day challenge to the steward. He negotiated with the steward and found favor in his eyes. In other words, the steward agreed. He agreed that Daniel and his friends were allowed to eat these vegetables and drink water for 10 days instead of eating the king's meal. Daniel chapter 1, verse 15 recorded the outcome. It states, at the end of 10 days, talking about Daniel and his friends, he said, their features appeared better and fatter in flesh than all the young men who ate the portion of the king's delicacies. As a result, it says that the steward, in verse 16, it said the steward took away their portion of delicacies and the wine that they were to drink and gave them vegetables. So in other words, the result of their partaking in their eating plan of vegetables and water allowed them to gain favor, such favor with the steward that he took away the portion of delicacies and wine. He took away the king's meals. And they were able to drink their water and eat their veggies. Yes. These four young men, these four Israelites, received something from on high, better than the earthly king can give. In verse 17, it states, as for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. What can we learn from this event that took place way back in Babylonian history? Where God was able to give knowledge and wisdom and skill to these young men who were now enslaved in a different society. That's where some of us are today. This is not our home. We can learn a few things. We can understand a few things from what occurred during Daniel's diet challenge. It was a challenge. And it would help us and encourage us as we go through our fast in this first month of 2018. First, we must be determined to take the challenge and to take it all the way. The scripture stated that Daniel purposed in his heart not to eat the king's meal. In other words, you've got to have a made up mind to go through the process. You can't go through it hemming and hawing, doubtful. Doubt has to be replaced with certainty. You've got a purpose in your heart. After 5 days on this fast, you cannot decide whether you should go through the rest of it or you made it halfway. So you cannot decide to go with your friends down to Popeye's Chicken and think that you would not order a fried chicken meal on that day. No, on day 5, you will be eating fried chicken. Purpose in your heart that you're going to go through the process. Secondly, we can learn from this event that We must focus on our progress. And in order to focus on our progress, we must do the important, necessary thing to keep us focused. That is, to increase our time in prayer and reading the word. There is no way you're going to be strengthened. You're going to be able to make it through each and every day without spending time in the word and in prayer. By Daniel focusing on God's word, Daniel and his friends were prepared for the 10-day examination because they kept focus. We too need to be focused and be focused on our progress. Don't give up on day 8. Just remember you made it for 8 days. Be strengthened. Be focused. The other very crucial thing that we learn from Daniel's experience in the king's palace and through this meal challenge, there were results, spiritual results, as a result of what they had accomplished. Yes, they were looking good, for the scripture says that they appeared better and fatter in flesh than all the other young men, the young men who ate the portion of the king's delicacy. So they look good. Oh, so that's an extra benefit. We look good. It's good for our physical health too. But most importantly is your spiritual health. Verse 17 says that God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom. And listen to this. It says, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. It was during this meal challenge that Daniel's ministry gift was developed. It was during this ministry, it was during this time his ministry gift was revealed to him. And we know the events that occurred after this, the many challenges that Daniel had, but he was given a gift of understanding of all visions and dreams, a gift that allowed him to serve in the midst of oppression. His ministry gift was developed in the meal challenge. We too, who are now in a fast, so have just started, could be like Daniel. If we purpose in our hearts to go all the way, yes, we will reap spiritual health. And for those of us who are near the end, don't give up. Focus on your progress. The results would be great. It might be at this time, this fast, this 2018 fast, where the Lord would reveal your ministry. This morning, I leave you words of encouragement, words from Philippians 1 and 6. It says, he who has begun a good work, it's going to be a good work in you, will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Be encouraged. Be strengthened. And have spiritual health in 2018. God bless you. Amen.